Well, for those of you in the younger set, you may not have got a lot out of what we just read, but there are some things there that I think would be very useful for you, and we're going to have a very slightly interactive sermon, and I say very slightly because I want to ask you a single question, and it even includes you people who are young. Do you know what it means to make a choice? If you do, just put up your hand. Exactly. Okay. We all know what it means to make a choice. Well, in one of our readings, in what's called the Old Testament, we have where Moses, who was the leader of all the people, you can think of Moses as being even more than our prime minister or our premier or anything like that. Moses was the person that all the people really needed to look to. And what Moses had done was he had led the people from one place where they were not very happy at all, and he'd taken them all the way to where they were about to be in the best place ever. So I don't know what the best place ever would be for you, but for me, the best place ever would be a place where the coffee was always hot and there were books everywhere. Now, for you, it might be different. Maybe for you, it would be a bouncy castle that's as big as this church or maybe even bigger. Okay, that'd be pretty fun for me too. But imagine that there's this place that you can go and you are just waiting to go in. But before you go, there are some things you need to talk about. There's some choices you need to make. And so the choices that are put before you, the things you need to choose between, are actually pretty easy, we think. Because in the language that was read for it, it says, "See, I set before you today life and prosperity." Life, we know what life is. It means being alive. And prosperity means having all the things that you need, and maybe even a little bit more so you can share them. And then we have death and destruction. Well, we know what that is. That's not being alive. And destruction means all your things are broken. Well, if those are the choices before you, if those are the two things you have to choose, which one do you think you would choose? And this one you don't have to put your hand up for, but just think about it for a second. If you get to choose between being alive and having all your stuff and more, and being dead and having all your stuff broken, you're of course going to choose being alive and having all that you need, and all that you want, all the Lego that you want. Maybe a dollhouse that's half as big as your real house. I have seen a dollhouse that I could actually walk into. That would be cool. And imagine you've got that as one of the things you can have, or you can have nothing. You can just have dirt. You don't even have grass. So of course you're going to choose where you have all the things you need and all the things that you want. And so when the people of Israel, because this is who the people were, so when all the people, there's thousands of them out there, when they're asked, which one do you want? They of course said, we want to choose life. And you'd think that would be the end of it. But it isn't really. Because we have choices that we need to make every day. And sometimes the choices are really easy. Now, it looks like most of you have at least one brother or sister. And when I was growing up, I had three brothers. One older and two younger. And when we all got to be our full size, all of them are bigger than me. They're either taller than me, one of my brothers is this tall, or they're bigger than me. So there was a lot of choices that we had to do when I was growing up. And often the choices were, when one of my brothers does something I don't like, do I punch my brother or not? Now, I don't know. Have any of you had to decide whether you give one of your... Obviously, you would never punch a sister or a brother. But maybe you thought about it. And you have to choose. That's a choice that we make. And it's easy for us to choose between, do we want to have everything we need and everything we want, or do we want just dirt? But some of our choices aren't quite as easy as that. Because honestly, I've talked to my brothers about this since. There have been times that I did actually hit my brothers. Or I knocked over the thing they were making because I was mad. And that's not like choosing dirt. But is that choosing the best thing? Is that choosing to have everything? No, it's a lot closer to choosing dirt, isn't it? And one of the things that I didn't really understand when I was as young as you are, and I wish I would have, is that those kind of choices, choosing to knock over my younger brother's thing because, well, sometimes, because it was better than mine, and I was jealous, was a lot like choosing dirt. Because it didn't make him feel better, and it made me feel better, but only for a little second, and then I felt worse. And so sometimes when we hear in the Bible, we hear these big things like choose life. Well, of course everybody's going to choose life. That's not what kind of a question is that? But for each of us every day, we also have the opportunity, we have the chance to choose things that in the end are just as important as choosing life. Some of the things that I did with my brothers, we still look back on today and it makes us smile even now. Some of the things, some of the games we played together, we don't get together very often. One of my brothers lives far away in Ontario and the other one lives almost, feels as far away. It's only Saskatoon, but it's hard for us to get together. And now that we're all old and we have kids and grandkids, it's harder for us to get together. But when we get together, you know what we talk about? We don't talk about the time that I knocked over somebody else's blocks. We don't talk about the times that I was unkind or they were unkind. We talk about the things we did together that we laughed about, that we enjoyed. Sometimes we talk about hard things we went through together, because we did have hard things, because everybody does. When one of us was hurt, when one of us is in the hospital, we remember that. And we remember that we were nicer to each other then, and those were good times, because we chose to do those things. We sometimes think that we don't have much of a choice, that we just have to do this. And admittedly, at your age, there's a bunch of things you don't get to choose. How many of you get to choose whether you go to school or not? No. Your parents don't even really get to choose whether you go to school or not. You have to go to school somehow because the government tells your parents that you have to be educated. So we don't have as much choice. We don't have choice over everything. But the things we do have choice over can be really, really good. And when we choose to be nice to our brothers and sisters and our cousins and our friends, we're really choosing life. We're choosing the best thing. And we're choosing those things that years from now you'll look back on and you'll remember playing together and doing good things for each other. Because right now, the grown-ups in the room are thinking of them too, because we all have them. And maybe we have some of the others or rather kind of sad that we did them. But if you choose the good things starting now, you'll have less of them. And if there's one thing that I wish I could go back and change, it would be to remind my younger self that being nice is always better. And it means that I'm choosing life. I'm doing the things that Moses, that God was asking the people of God to do, because it's such a good thing for us. So I know you can make good choices, because you're delightful human beings. And human beings make good choices more often than we make bad ones. But this is just the reminder from the Bible that God says we are allowed to choose life, that we can choose the good things. And if we do, it'll always work out well in the end. Amen.